Welcome to Wild, Women in Lending Determined to Make an Impact. I'm your host, Robin Lavasser. They say our biggest fear isn't being inadequate. It's being powerful beyond measure. In this podcast, I will share how to break through imaginary ceilings, lean into success, discovering your purpose, and understanding how to create the business and life of your dreams. From failures to triumphs and all the tactics in between, let's jump into the wild arena together. Hey, it's Robin Lavasser, host of Wild Women in Lending Determined to Make a Difference. And I am so excited that you are here. I love this topic so much because it's one that once I learned more about it and I understood it at a higher level, everything in my life actually improved. So today I want to talk about something, ironically, that is a skill set that we really struggle with, and that's listening. Listening is something that, and not with the intent to respond, right? Listening is something that allows us to be fully present, fully focused, and actually in tune to hearing somebody's stories, right? Observing the way that they tell it, the inflections in their voice, how they get excited or quiet, the body language, if you're face-to-face or on Zoom, or maybe the tone or the distraction, anything that's going on the phone, you can pick up on it. But listening is actually a skill that we're kind of terrible at, and especially as salespeople. And to this day, I coach and teach all over the country. And one of the first questions people ask me is, what do I say? And I always think to myself, what can you find out? What can you hear? There's so much less pressure to call a real estate agent, to call a financial advisor, to call a past client, to engage in any form of sales activity when you're not nearly as worried about what you're going to say and you're instead incredibly focused on what you can learn about them to make sure you know what they need. You imagine walking into a doctor's office and them immediately going through this whole rigmarole and none of it actually being anything relevant to you, but that's just what they were used to kind of rattling off on things. That's how I attribute what it looks like when we sit down with real estate agents and those kind of things. And then we wonder why they're a little more hesitant or they cancel all the time on coffees and lunches and those things. The truth is they likely don't find them valuable because every person that's literally gotten in front of them has probably done nothing but tell them ultimately how great they are, their company is, what they can do for them, all about themselves. It's such a miss. And what's funny is you actually feel more exhausted pouring yourself out constantly with all the things that you want to talk about you versus receiving in something that you never knew before about somebody else, right? Finding a new connection. And so how do you listen at a higher level? One, I'm going to give you a few, just like if you have pen and paper, I would strongly encourage you to write this down. And then if you could practice it, not only with yourself, but practice it with somebody else, get a partner, like spend some time in this space, listening with truly focus and the intent to understand. One, eliminate all distractions on anything that you are doing that truly requires your full attention. And I would tell you anything that is truly sales-based, truly like work where you're trying to earn revenue, you should be fully focused. We're so guilty these days of like, I'm emailing at the same time I'm looking at my phone. And at the same time, you're trying to listen to a borrower or a realtor tell you something, you're not going to get all of it. And so one, eliminate distractions. Get fully focused, knowing that then you can interject if you've lost, you know, control of the conversation or it's going on too long, you can do something about it because you're fully focused. If you just let it keep rambling, but you weren't listening anyways, you're not only robbing yourself of time, but you're really robbing them because you're not even paying attention, right? So instead, hey, I'm going to ask very intentional questions. How does that work? As somebody's telling you something, so let's say that you're talking to a real estate agent and one of the classic conversations might be, oh, hey, how long have you been in real estate? And they tell you, and then they respond with, what about you? And you tell them, and then both of you are starting to kind of vie for some space to tell your funny little story that comes with that, right? Like, oh gosh, when you're done, I'm going to tell you something too, right? Like we're immediately trying to share space of getting to know each other. And while we think that that's uber important, and I'm not asking you to be a wallflower and stand back and never say a word and look like you are a robot or you have no personality, you would be shocked at how people feel when you actually not only ask a really great question, but you stay engaged on the line of questioning that you asked. And I call this, well, a dear friend of mine, brilliant, listen to his podcast, read his book, Do All the Things, is Rene Rodriguez. He does Amplify, masterminds, like pours into the communications and the ultimately the neuroscience of the brain. And it is worth every bit to hone your skills in this area. He calls it stealing frame or redirecting frame. And I'll give you the quickest example, and I'll actually tell it through a story. So stealing frame, for a quick example, would be something like this. So where are you from? And somebody says, I'm from California. And I immediately go, I'm from Oregon. I just stole the frame, like put the limelight back on me, assuming the frame, right? Adding to the frame inappropriately. Oh, you're from California? You must hate that. Maybe they loved it. Maybe you just hate California, but you just placed something there that maybe prevents them now from continuing to open up because you stated something. Let me give you another one, redirecting the frame. Oh, you're from California? Awesome. Do you like your job? Oh gosh, we were on where'd you grow up, which was California, to you, do you like your job? So our brain is in immediate processing, right, of information, just quick answers, quick questions, and all very surface level based. So when we stay on that surface, what we're really doing is while we're a little bit kind of getting to know each other and we think, gosh, that was a fun meeting, you know, we talked and all these things, we're not really connecting at a depth that says, are we going to become partners in business? Do I have permission to go deeper with you next time, right? Are you going to answer my call for sure the next time I call? Because you're going to feel like it's valuable versus that can wait. All of that is determined by when you can get in front of somebody on a first meeting, how well you listen, not how well you present. And I can't stress this enough. So I'm going to give you an example. I have a dear, dear, dear friend, and I hope I get this story 100% right because it's been quite a while since it happened, but I'll paraphrase and y'all won't know the difference. So I have a dear friend that I've known for actually quite some time, but we know each other through the lending industry. And she asked me to teach her company and a bunch of her LOs one morning on kind of whatever topic. And so one of the things we talked about was framing, right? And how to do it, what we're doing. And I was talking about stealing frame and doing all those things. And so as I'm sitting there, I finally just turned to her and I said, let's just do a live role play. And we're on Zooms. There's about 30 people on the screen. And I look at her and I said, you know, be you, be 100% you. And I said, where are you from? And she said, originally, I'm from Pennsylvania. Now, here's what's really fun, you guys. I didn't even know that about her. I had no clue. Oh, you're from Pennsylvania. Now, imagine if I would have said, well, I'm from Oregon. Light off of you, light onto me, right? So instead, I said, no idea you were from Pennsylvania. Now, we know each other. What was it like growing up in Pennsylvania? Now, you'll notice that I didn't say, did you like growing up there? Which would have been a yes or a no, right? What was it like? Tell me. Use some words that say, I want more than a one-word answer. So she says, gosh, I only lived there until, I believe it was right around 9 years old. And she said, I only lived there until I was 9. So I don't remember a ton of it. And then I relocated. Where'd you end up? She said, Florida. Now, that's where she is now. I said, you're in Florida. She said, yeah. Now, I knew that. And I said, so what was it like moving at 9 years old to Florida? And she says, well, you know, I remember it, you know, and she's kind of telling me about it. And I said, why did you end up in Florida from Pennsylvania? And all of a sudden she paused and she tells me about how there were some deaths in her family and how our mom needed to move down to be near family as a result of those deaths. And I believe her mom's sister lived in Florida. So it was the only family that they would have to help with the kids and everything else to help with her. And so they ended up in Florida, and that's where obviously they made their home and they maintained their home. And as she's telling me this story, her voice is cracking and she's actually getting emotional. Now, keep in mind, this is a role play on screen on a Zoom call, and we're in the first minute and a half of talking. And all of a sudden she's like, I'm sorry. And there's a lump in her throat and there's tears in her eyes. And she said, I don't think I've told this story in probably 20 plus years. So she takes a deep breath and then she continues. Now, imagine how different that would have been if I would have stolen frame, redirected frame, changed the frame, done something different. It would have changed everything. But instead, I stayed on frame. I asked open-ended questions. I listened. Imagine if I would have all of a sudden stopped and looked at my phone in the middle of it. Imagine if I would have said, hang on just a second, I just got to return this text real quick, then I'll come back to you. Imagine if my eyes wouldn't have been on her. Instead, I was looking all around and looking at, you know, the screen with everybody. But instead, I'm staring right at my friend, who I actually, she's one of the strongest, like, frankly, she's an incredible originator, one of the best human beings that I know. And she breaks down in front of me within 2.5 minutes of a silly little role play because I simply asked a couple questions and stayed on frame. The power of listening, you guys, the power of great questions, the power of not being anxious to listen. She would get to know me and have those conversations later. It's not even important. The point is that I got to know her a little bit better, as did her entire team that was watching in that moment. And she couldn't believe the emotion that came up. Now, sometimes that emotion might be laughing. It might be excitement. It might be another story. But there's something in there if you're willing to stay on that topic and then dig a little deeper. Maybe it's something really vulnerable or scary. We get so anxious and impatient with communication, so nervous, and as if we just have to be like the energy that interrupts and steps in. And I'm so guilty of this, you guys. I can't even tell you how many conversations I've had where I'm stepping all over somebody instead of pausing. But when I'm intentional, when I take a step back, when I can pause and ask somebody all these questions and stay in it, I will tell you, it's never failed me that there is this magic that happens. And all of a sudden, we have a connection that runs deeper. And yes, we would get into loan discussion if that was a realtor. Yes, we would get into deeper discussions. But because I made them feel something in that moment with my ability to ask questions and communicate, they're for sure going to think to themselves, gosh, like, that was special. I normally don't do that with anybody, right? I mean, people, if we're being honest, normally sit around and talk about things that aren't very fun. They often talk about things that are maybe gossipy or rumor-based, complaining. There's lots of things that go on, and very rarely is it 100% focused. Think of the last time you sat down and told somebody a story that was solely about you, and you felt like somebody sat there and listened, and not only listened, but cared to know more. If you're not doing a great job of this, I encourage you to practice. I encourage you to gear up with your questions and your ability to pause and stay on frame. I would highly encourage you to honestly engage with Renee Rodriguez and amplify in his entire platform, because I felt like I was decent in these spaces, but learning some skills around it, understanding the magic around it, and then ultimately practicing my listening skills has taken me so much further and honestly given me so much more fulfillment in the business every single day than I ever could have hoped. So you want a sales skill? Start listening more. We'll see you soon.